email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Do you not believe me when I tell you I always like talking to you, Linda Martin? I said that to her off air and she started laughing. Why? You're very cynical. Anyway, great to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you. So you're putting together a Eurovision concert.
Yes, it's a winner's concert and it's happening on Monday, the 25th of April in the beautiful Pro Cathedral, the centre of Dublin.
Wow, what a venue.
It's an incredible venue. I mean, the sound in it, you know, you almost don't need a PA system, but it's beautiful. And we've done a few of them in the past, all pre-COVID, of course. And then we had to lay off and sit back on our backsides like everybody else. But this time, it's all happening for us. And we've got all the Irish winners. And then a little bonus, because Secret Garden, you remember they won for Norway?
Yes.
But our lovely Fionnuala Sherry was on violin. And I'm always in contact
with
her.
So she won for Ireland and Norway. Did she play with Eimear Quinn or not?
No,
Now
I wouldn't swear by it, but I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so. But anyway, I'm always in contact with Fionnuala anyway, because I know her since her days in the RTE Orchestra.
Yes.
And I was telling her about this. I says, what are the chances? Let me check the tour date, she said. And right enough, she came back to me a couple of days later. She says, we'll all come in. So flying in on the day.
So all the Irish winners and a Norwegian winner.
And a Norwegian
winner. It's an international concert.
Listen, it's just incredible and the response has been unbelievable. Yeah. So we've got Johnny doing You Raise Me Up with Secret Garden. You've got Niamh, Dan and myself doing one of the ABBA songs. You know that one, That's What Friends Are For. You know the thing. I won't torture you by singing a line of it now. But
go on.
No.
Do you sing in the shower?
No. I don't sing in the shower.
Why? Because you only sing when you get paid, is that?
No, but I don't even think I'd be in it long enough to start a song. But we've got a fantastic organist, Rona Murray, does that for us. We've got Sean Gilligan's Gospel Choir, who are amazing and will back everybody. And we have a young 16-year-old called Anna Carney, and she was the Junior Eurovision representative a couple of years ago.
What a lineup!
It's absolutely incredible. There's something there for everybody.
Yes, yeah.
And we've people coming in from the UK, and we've people coming in from Germany, especially because obviously with the Eurovision.
When it comes to a Eurovision concert, we're the country that can do it the best.
Absolutely.
Because we still have the record of the most winners.
Yes, and I just wish we could multiply that a good few times.
Yes. Well, I think this year we have the best chance in a long time.
She's bright.
Yeah.
She's young. She's smiley. She sings very well. And if Lady Luck is with her, she'll get through. Now, at this stage, I haven't heard any of the other songs now, so I can't actually say who I think would be winning. But on the what's coming back to me is that we'll get through, and that's brilliant.
We haven't done that in a while.
No, we haven't.
No.
And I'm told that Italy are very strong this year by the same two guys who won the Sanremo Song Contest this year.
Right. And it's in Italy. It's in Turin.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Beautiful city. Because
we won it back to back a few times. Was it how many times?
Yes, we did. Yes, yeah. There was myself, then Niamh.
Yes, and then the lads.
Yeah. And then we skipped, and then it was Eimear.
Yeah.
And then we had Secret Garden, which was pretty much Irish anyway. Yeah.
So we won it 3 out of 4 years.
Absolutely.
Oh, the golden years, the halcyon days.
Listen, we could do it again.
Well, let's just remind people about Brooke, and this is our entry this year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I like it. And
yes.
Do you know what has happened over the last few years is that the Eurovision has got credibility again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you look at the last year's winners, like they were top of the Spotify global charts for a long time.
But do you know something, Ray? They had just won the Sanremo Song Contest as well. And they'd been finalists with the Italian X Factor, that's what it was.
Right.
Italy's Got Talent.
Yes.
Did
a good CV.
They were really well known. Yeah. Really well known. Now, I didn't see that win coming. I saw the guy coming out, no shirt on him, and I'm thinking, I said, no, that's not for me. Probably too old for that, you know. But then suddenly the public vote.
Yeah.
And I imagine it was probably their following. The young ones were following.
I think they're going to like Brooke.
I think so. I think so. Very best of luck to her anyway.
But even to get to the final.
Correct.
Because then we can have the popcorn and whatever on the Saturday night.
That's the way it should be.
Yes,
that
should
is
be.
The
yes,
way
yes,
it should yeah, be. Yeah, yeah. It should be a fun evening.
Did I hear that you want Johnny to come out and write something for you and do a duet? And what? Is that a thing?
I was only talking to him the other day, and he once again just said to me, would you ever And I, it's not me. It's the fans. It's Eurovision fans. And this is something that they would like. So they say to me, when are you going to go into the song contest again? And I say, well, only if Johnny writes a duet and I'm going to be the one singing with him. So it's a very flippant sort of retort to them, if you like. But of course, it gets back to him. I hear you're writing a song and you and Linda are going to sing it, you see. So, I mean...
And is there any truth in it at all?
No.
I'll go on.
All right. Well, yes. Listen, no better man.
Yeah, and then no better woman as well.
Listen, can you imagine those Eurovision fans? They'd go crackers. They really would.
I've seen the reaction. Now, I haven't seen the reaction to you, but we were in Helsinki, I think, a good few years ago, and Johnny arrived in.
Yeah.
And we were in this big cavernous warehouse in a place where all the press were hanging out.
Yes.
And it was like, so he came in the door, and then it was like a snowball coming down the side of a hill, you know, gathering momentum. And everybody, and by the time he got over to us, he had this like 20 or 40 people.
Perfect.
And then he sat down with the guitar and started singing What's Another Year? And
absolutely. No better man.
No better man. Yeah, no better man. So he's going to be singing You Raise Me Up.
Yes.
Monday, April 25th in St. Patrick Cathedral. And it's for
No, St. Mary's Pro Cathedral.
Sorry, St. Mary's Pro Cathedral. Yeah. Sorry, St. Mary's Pro Cathedral. Right. St. Mary's Pro Cathedral.
And it's selling extremely well, thankfully. Yeah. And we've lots of people on board, given the usual thing. I was going to say hamsters there. I meant hampers, you know, for the raffle prizes and things. And we have Real Life Beauty products on board with us again.
What are you going to sing?
I'm doing Why Me.
Yes.
I'd be doing Take Me to Your Heaven. Tutte Reconnaitre. That was Anne-Marie David. She's a friend of mine as well. See, the Eurovision winners, they're like a little family. We all know each other.
And we meet
up in festivals in Europe and TV shows and all that sort of stuff. And we all talk the usual rubbish, you know, but it's great.
And you've had a significant birthday.
Have I? If you say that, Ray Darcy, I'll never speak to you again.
I thought he had said it to you.
Who wound that up? Who was winding you up? Shut up.
I thought he had said it to you.
Shut up. And I had a party to match.
Did you?
Oh, my God. On a Sunday,
significant party as well
night,
for a significant birthday.
A Sunday night. Yes. We were in a place and I can't remember where or what it was called, but the chef cooks in front of you.
Yeah.
And he does tricks with the little
knives,
spatulas
yes,
and everything
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
and you drink at the same time.
Right, okay.
And I'm not a wonderful drinker.
Hopefully
but
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. We did.
Oh, yeah.
And it was only women there. It was a whole gang of us out.
Right.
And see, next morning, oh, sweet. You know the story. I'm a rubbish drinker, but my head sort of, I paid for it the next morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Do you know who who's getting the profits of the Eurovision concert?
You're going to tell me.
I love Peter McVerry. Oh my God, that man, the respect I have, and everybody else, the respect that they have for that man. So he benefits. Dogs Aid, I've been a patron of that animal charity for many, many, many years. They benefit, and another charity called Blossom. So we dish out the money, and it's great.
Eventbrite.ie. It's called Eurovision Voices. You've heard the description. Now you can go and buy your tickets. I have to ask this question every time you're in, not what age you are, but how many dogs you have.
Oh, at the moment, 13.
Right.
Actually, you know me, Ray.
And
you know
all by name.
All by name. I have them all. And some of them at this stage are very old. But all rescues, I have to say.
Yes,
all rescues.
Yeah.
And the biggest one is a Rottweiler who is a slob. They have a bad rep, but in actual fact, he just rolls over. He's a fool. And the smallest one is a little Chihuahua thingy sort of thing. But I love
him. And everything in between.
I love him.
I would love to see Linda and Johnny doing a duet, says Marty in Cork. I want to see that concert on TV, says somebody else. There you go.
There you go.
And Brooke will go through for sure, says Michael. Yeah,
I hope she does. You know, I really do hope she does. I hope luck's with her on the night.
Great to see you.
Thank you. Good luck
with the concert.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Are you coming in?
I'll see.
Ashling is your assistant, your PA or whatever her title is.
I'll talk to Jenny. Where is the St. Mary's Pro Cathedral?
It's in Marlborough Street, literally behind Cleary's.
Oh, I know who
behind
you are.
McConnell Street. Beautiful old church.
Yes.
And there was something else popped in my head there, which I've forgotten about.
I'm going over to Andy Irvine now in Studio 8.
Are you? I tell you what I want to do. My friend is going through chemotherapy at the moment.
Yes.
Martin Jones. You're down in Newport in Tipperary.
I know Martin.
You know Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's gone through a lot over the last 6 months, but love to you, Martin. I'm sure you're listening.
Wish you well, Martin. Yeah. Okay. Linda Martin, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Mind yourself. See you.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.